هديل.
هديل was 9. Hadil was 9, officials said. Israeli officials said they regret her death, but terrorism must stop, rockets must stop, resistance must stop, and they will continue to shell Gaza until we surrender the bit of dignity we have left. Until we elect who they want, sign what they want, and die in silence the way they want. They smile and regret death as a casual accident, and regret how Palestinian children die in a collective torture chamber in Gaza. Israeli security is absolute, written with blood and bulldozers and the art of women spokespersons. Because death is softer coming from a woman. Death is more polite coming from a woman. And who will tell Hadil's mother, busy breaking bread and za'atar, that the pigeons will not fly over Gaza again? The pigeons will not fly over Gaza again. God died at her feet. Hadil is gone. And her brother Ahmed lost his sight, Hadil. Every prayer I remember and half remember, every prayer I remember
and half remember won't bring you back.
As you wrap yourself in stories of Palestine, gather the children to cry a while, waiting restless for the next soldier to knock down your door. But the Gaza sky still rains US-made shells to cast us out of a history we carry on our backs.
Hadil. Hadil.
Who will tell Hadil's mother that we went out for coffee and carried on the day she died? Nothing stopped.
Hadil.
No pause, not a tear. Next meeting, next cigarette, next train. Check email and sigh over another Palestinian gone.
Check email and sigh over another Palestinian gone.
Is this worth a press release? Maybe not. Solidarity from afar, like a sick joke, a bad story to tell a child. But the pigeons will not fly over Gaza again. They won't fly over Gaza again. Hadil is gone, forever gone. No final words, just a void in her mother's heart. And they say, don't cry for martyrs. Carry on the fight, carry on the fight, carry on the fight. But for Hadil, a moment of silence. No, 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 give me a moment of sincere resistance, give me a moment of sincere resistance so we can hold on to the bit of dignity we have.